This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams. You're listening to Sexy Steamy Sex Stories, Short Sex Stories, read to you by us. Start or end your day the sexy way. Let's listen to our first time filming by Something Clever. Enjoy the story.
My long-term friend with benefits, let's call her Penny, was an amazing lay. She was in good shape, 55, amazing breasts, curly brown hair, big eyes, and a lovable personality. Everyone always adored her, and she had undeniable sex appeal. I had known her for years, but we had only started our FWB relationship recently, and it was going very well. We both had very separate work lives, mostly separate personal lives, and would get together every night for 27 days in a row. Take a 4-day break. Then see each other every night again. Each night we were together, we would have sexed 2 to 5 times, and that was pretty much that. Oftentimes we would stay in bed all day on a Saturday or a Sunday, have sex, relax, have sex, relax, so on and so forth until we got hungry around 5 or 6 p.m. and then wandered out to a bar for food and beer. We were very open about our interests, our fantasies, our kinks. We talked about all the things we had always wanted to do that we were afraid to share with other partners, and we tried them one after another. One of my fantasies came up one day, something I had done before, but it hadn't turned out as amazing as I had hoped and wanted to try again. I wanted to film us having sex. I knew that Penny would be down for it. Part of our regular foreplay was sending nude photos to one another. She would often surprise me with an upskirt photo while she was at her office job, or a tit flash. I would return the favor whenever I could and would occasionally sneak off to the bathroom to jerk off and send her proof of how much she had turned me on. The night we decided to do it, we were both incredibly turned on. I had recently found my webcam and hooked it up to a laptop which I had set up next to my bed. When she walked into my bedroom and saw it, she smiled, whipped her head around to me, and asked, "Oh yeah, is tonight the night?" We stripped and got in bed and began to make out as normal, but I was distracted thinking about when I could start the recording. She noticed and eventually stopped me so we could talk it out. She asked me a few questions and made sure we really wanted to film this and have it digitally out in the universe forever. I clicked the record button, told her I did, and smiled in anticipation. She grinned back at me, grabbed my cock and started to stroke it, then planted a sexy kiss on me as I lay back in my bed. We enjoyed one another's mouths for a minute, and then she kissed her way down my body. The next thing I saw was her mouth overtaking my manhood. As she started to bob up and down on me, I looked at my screen to check the recording and noticed more of me than of her. So I adjusted the image and kicked away the bed covers. They were ruining my shot. She had become a master at sucking my dick. She was always good, don't get me wrong, but after showing her a few Jenna Hayes videos and explaining how much better the hand-twisting motion combined with her lips and tongue were, her game totally leveled up. I moved her hair out of the way and watched her from the screen as she worked me up. She has a sexy way of trying to go down as far as she could, then coming up for air, wetting her lips, then doing a fake out as she almost went back to work, but paused to select her strategy. I liked what she was doing, but I wanted to see more on tape. I wanted to make things more interesting. I started to thrust my hips up as I held her head in place by her hair. I wasn't normally one for face fucking, but I made an exception for the show. She pivoted and got on her knees so she could better battle my thrusts and still keep me in her mouth. The view on screen was fantastic as her big breasts swayed back and forth while she tried to keep up. When she had enough, she moved down the shaft of my cock and began to lick and suck on my balls. She licked her way back up, inch by inch, then down again, the best kind of tease. When she was ready, she kicked the rest of the covers off of the bed and swung one leg over me to get on top. I licked my fingers, spread the spit onto her pussy, then grabbed myself and pushed into her easily. She pushed back down onto my cock. She wanted it all inside her right away, and I placed my hands on her hips to keep her propped up while her tits brushed against my face. She placed one hand on either side of my head and began to fuck herself with my cock as I maneuvered a bit to keep her in the right position. She was an incredibly loud moaner. I think she enjoyed knowing that my roommate and his girlfriend could hear us. I know I enjoyed it. I also enjoyed when he would passive-aggressively ask me to keep it quiet in the future. We never did. I took one of her nipples into my mouth. It had been taunting me by brushing against my lips occasionally. And I wanted it. Once I had it, I decided I wanted another angle for the film. I turned us and positioned her body so that her ass and my cock were the focal point of the scene. I pushed myself back into her, and we started to fuck like rabbits. Her little pink pussy lips swallowing my cock whole, while my balls tightened as they got ready to come for her. I bucked and thrust and slammed into her, trying to make her come. I reached up and slapped her on the ass and demanded that she come for me. Penny tossed her hair back and groaned, I'm coming for you. After a moment's recovery, she sat back onto her haunches and I took her hands in mine as she squatted over me. Our mixed sex making my cock and her pussy sloppy wet. She began to bounce up and down, trying to maximize her stroke to get the deepest penetration she could. I think that would have made me come, but fortunately, it was exhausting for her, so she stopped, dropped, then got onto her hands and knees to present her pussy to me. I sidled up behind her, wet my fingers again and rubbed them on her slit and then on my cock. I pushed into her gently. As her eyes rolled back in her head, I started to pump into her tight little pussy with steady strokes as I watched the screen trying to find the perfect shot. I didn't love it what I was seeing, so I flipped her over onto her back and spread her legs. I picked one leg up, mostly to get it out of the way, and then watched on the monitor as I slipped the length of my thick erection into her. The shot was great, but I wasn't going to come that way and neither was she. I decided I needed the camera to move with me, so I snatched it up from where it was mounted and tried out a few new angles. POV, before POV was a popular thing. I pounded into her while I watched what I was doing on screen. Her pussy looked perfect with me inside her, and I enjoyed seeing her big breasts bounce in and out of frame. I wanted to record her face, but she was feeling shy and covered up with a pillow. She moaned loud and I knew she was close to orgasm again. I put the camera back and made sure it was the scene I wanted to watch her come. She was always very expressive, and I wanted to capture that for posterity. I tossed both her legs over my shoulders and started to fuck her with reckless abandon. She put one arm up to lightly choke me, which I loved, while she watched me pull all the way out and push all the way back into her. Her face flushed red, and she clamped down on my throat a little tighter as she started to scream out her joy. As soon as her orgasm started to subside, I could feel my cock swell even more and I knew it was my turn. I shortened my thrusts and started to concentrate on what it would feel like to fill her up. Then I let go and emptied myself into her while she encouraged me along. Come in me, oh fuck, please come in me. When I was done, I kissed her, pulled out slowly, and watched my seed drip out of her. It was perfect. I suddenly remembered the camera and reached over to the laptop to hit stop.
Thank you for enjoying our sexy, steamy sex story.